There's great joy in the opening piece, not so much in the closing piece, another Russian, yeah. Tchaikovsky, who you know has a fair amount of joy in his music, but not in this piece.
Uh-huh. I think all the symphonies, all the last symphonies of Tchaikovsky, but the four especially, is playing the happiness and the life character. And sometimes it's dangerous to misunderstand what Tchaikovsky wrote in the scores, no? Because sometimes conductors and as musicians like to do too much extra things in the music of Tchaikovsky, you know? And I think we are wrong, because the music of Tchaikovsky is so extreme in some point of view. It's so plain, the details and the difference and the character, that if we put more things in this, at the end, I write to be a banal music, you know, something that is not interesting. And we were working these 2 days really strong about articulation, about the dynamics, about what is the plans, what is now, why we do now this. Okay, we do sometimes too much in Tchaikovsky.
In this piece, it's a low part of his personal life that he writes this piece in.
It's true.
And we hear that here, right?
It's true. It's true, but...
But we don't need to know that.
It's true. This is the question, no? He was in this moment deciding if in the music must have the line of your life. He was talking also with von Meck, with the famous donor of him, about Beethoven. And he was thinking, I think Beethoven 5 also have a lifeline between the movements that is the experience of Beethoven. Let's say, he said also, any composer that have connection with this life, try to translate music what this his life, you know? And he was thinking, quasi take permission of her. I can do this, you know, something like this, no? It was amazing, no? It's very good to understand this, that the life of Tchaikovsky, the double life of Tchaikovsky, and a lot of point of view. He was, as you know, a famous lawyer, no? But at the same time, he liked to do music. He started very late in the music, but his father liked to be lawyer. Lawyer is the money, but the music is the... I like the music. At the end, he decided to do it, and he restarted his life when he was only 21, 22, no? And this all the time is confrontation in his life. And also about his personal life also. So big, complex, what I did when I was younger in these schools of men in their retirements. So all this part... And some people cannot know, understand, but in Russia, all the things are different, you know. They are so big country, and this time, so a strange country in all the transformation there. Then Tchaikovsky is a result of all of this, no? And we must understand this, and we must respect this. But they have in this symphony a lot of doubts, you know. Where we go? No, no, here. I like to go there. No, no, wait. No, now this. Do you think I can do? I like to do now this. Ah, but it's too much. You know, it's all the time confrontation. No? And it's for this I say, we put more extra things in all this confrontation than is in this symphony.
And everything we need to know is there on the page.
Yeah. And we must also only be open and free to receive all these things and not to search more the things than he's written.
What about the idea of interpretation, though? Because clearly the Philadelphia Orchestra has you in here to conduct this piece because they thought that your interpretation was going to be something unique, something special.
You know, interpretation, okay. Because when I started and when I was in Bilbao with my orchestra, I was more expressive and more open and expressivity and in more active in life, what to say in the... But when I started to be chief conductor of BBC Philharmonic, a radio orchestra, an English orchestra, you know, I start another life. I have this is my fifth year with them, you know, and now I have amazing attention about what is written in this course. This is forte, why we play louder. It's no accent, why you play accent. It's no articulate, why you articulate, you know. I have all the times... Why they in my orchestra do this? Because they are all the time in radio, all the time in recording, and they need to know exactly what they must do in this course. They put any little detail there, and this is amazing instrument because they translate very with a lot of objection what is written in the music. No, sometimes to go with them to another level is not so easy. To go to the level of the expressivity and to open, you know, to say, I love you, for English, eh? this is, you know, this is something serious, no? But I think they chose me for this because I go with them to the limits, to the risk, to try to open a little more the sound. But I am learning a lot of about the objectives. It was the same when I did with Chicago Tchaikovsky 6, and now with Philadelphia Tchaikovsky 4. I checked more than 25 recordings. The old people, I know the recordings on Holman D. I know the recording of Eisenbach, that was the last one we did with the Philadelphia. And when I first I listened in the Philadelphia with Eisenbach, and I say, why he do this? Why he do this? Why this? You know, it's only to put questions in my head. And I discovered later that a lot of things that Eisenbach did was the things that Holman D did before, you know. But difference, but a lot of them similar.
So it's in the collective memory of the orchestra,
though. It's true. I think so also is there. But now I have my conscience. I say in this way, I am now in this moment with my BBC, with the objective view of the scores, and try to understand the music after what is written, not what I like to create. I will try to do what is written, because in any case, something of me will be in the music.
Must be in the music. But you're walking out onto the stage with this orchestra with this 100-and-odd-year history. They have their Tchaikovsky 4 parts from the Philadelphia Orchestra Library, probably with the markings of many historic conductors. You have the collective memory of the orchestra. You have the muscle memory of the individual musicians who have played this music hundreds of times themselves. Are you not starting a fight that you can't win by saying we need to go back to basics?
You know, I learned with Maestro Celibidache and with Maestro Friedrich de Burgos. The more important thing as conductor is that you must be true, you must be sincere, you must be yourself. I said several times in front of the musicians, we are naked. We cannot cover nothing. We are naked. If you try to do something that you don't feel, immediately the musicians discover that you are no serious man because you are doing things that you don't believe. I cannot do what I don't feel. I can't. I was learning, I was listening recordings of wonderful maestros. But I have the score also, that is the more important thing for me. I try to learn all these big maestros why they did these things. And some of them convince me sometimes about some things. But I try to arrive after the word is written, I insist about this. I remember 5 years ago, I was in one American orchestra and I conducted Beethoven Symphony, number 6. And some of the musicians and also the public and the reviews was that my tempo are too slow. Okay, I was with Celibidache working 3 weeks, Beethoven 6, with Philharmonic of Munich. Rehearsals 10 to 2, 5 days, 5 days, and 5 days. I have these memories inside me. And I have my vision about Beethoven 6. And I remember after the not very good reviews, after that the orchestra decided don't reinvite me, my manager called me to say, Juanjo, because you know here in America the tempis, you must think to be the tempis. I say, thank you there, I love you. But I cannot do what I don't feel. I must be sincere first.
We still think you're gonna sound good.
Yeah, we will try our best, this is clear, and I am in this way.
Thank you so much.
A pleasure for me.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.